what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I found a new podcast the other day. It is hosted by a young man named Samuel Barker, and it is called What a Chat. I was interested in talking to Samuel because, of course, I want to try to help people who are trying to start out in the same way that I got started, creating a radio show or a podcast, and I wanted to encourage Samuel in his effort. So I'd like to welcome Samuel Barker to The Mark White Show right now. Welcome, Samuel.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. How old are you, buddy?
I am 18 right now. I just graduated high school, so I am on my way to become a freshman in college.
Where are you going to go to college at, Samuel?
I have plans to major in computer science at Calhoun Community College, then later on get my bachelor's degree in Athens State University.
At 18 years old, you have started a podcast. What gave you that idea to reach out to people in this way?
Well, I would say, first off, it would be my experience in filmmaking. I've just had 2 years of experience when it comes to like video editing and capturing video. And the other reason would be also, you know, during these times where everybody's at home, you know, I want to bring up some positivity in the world somehow. And that would be, of course, through a talk show. So, and you know, my talk show is, you know, I will have a guest over, preferably around high school or college ranged. And I'll just ask them questions like, okay, what's your favorite hobbies? What do you like to, do, during the summer? Generic questions like that. And, you know, it's not supposed to be like a formal interview. It's supposed to be very informal. And that's why I called it a chat. What a chat. Because, you know, when that guest starts speaking, I would like to, kind of like throw something back and we can start a whole new conversation. We don't like follow off of a list exactly. We would just try to start from somewhere and then go from there.
I love the idea. And as you have probably noticed, sometimes it's difficult for people when they know that they're being heard by others, whether it through a podcast, radio, television, people can have some awkwardness. And initially you have to get rid of that barrier to get to the person so that they're comfortable talking to you.
Yes, that's right. And I try to also, whenever a guest, before a guest comes onto my show, and of course, it's not live, it's pre-recorded. You know, I spent about a week total editing my videos. What I would do is I would have a Zoom call or a video call of any kind with that guest. But beforehand, I would also like to, I would ask them one question. And that one question would be, okay, tell me, list to me three things that you like to talk about with any person, like your friend or somebody, because I want to make that person feel comfortable on the show. I don't want them to feel, okay, you know, are we going to talk about what he wants to talk about? You know, you're my guest. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to talk as if, again, you're my friend. So
that's it. I tell people that it's not what I know, it's what you know. And that's why you're a guest on my show, is so that you can share what you know with other people and your experiences, as opposed to me sharing about Mark. It is the Mark White Show, but when I bring a guest on, I really want to hear their insight. I want to hear where they're making a difference or an impact in their community. I want to hear about what drives them as a person and what their passion is. And hopefully, like the 9-year-old girl I just spoke with, who's just now started a lip balm business called Lulu's Lip Balm, she's encouraged by being on a program like this. And then she takes that moving forward, knowing that there's somebody out there who cares about what she's doing and took an interest in it.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't mind, I'll like to share something that I do see a lot, you know, especially around where I live, a lot of talk shows like podcasts, primarily focusing on sports. And what the thing is that I love, like, for example, your show, I was really surprised to hear about it, because I was just scrolling through my social media and I thought, the Mark White Show, that's something different. You guys talk about all types of people. I mean, it's a variety of different guests out there. And that's what I try to make my show about, is I try to have anybody that is, you know, like what you just said, starting a business, who would be working a job as a vinyl record seller, or who would be into art, an artist, anything like that. Yeah.
No, and you're right. We're just looking for people who are needing a vehicle to get the message out, to share their story. There are people who feel like they're not heard. And it's my job, I feel, as a radio host, as a podcast host, to allow that person to have a voice, let them share what they want to, and let them be heard. Because the best thing I feel like I can do, whether it's someone struggling with, like I covered last week, epidermolysis bullosa or another subject, just to be an encouragement. And I don't want people to feel like, well, I can't be on the Mark White Show, or I can't be on What a Chat. That's for somebody that's special or has some unique story. No, it's for anybody.
That is correct. You know, I'm still waiting for anybody to come on to text me or message the show and say, hey, I would love to be on your show. Anybody, I'm talking anybody, is welcome to be on my show, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about.
I like that idea. Samuel, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect with What a Chat, connect with you as an individual, and be a part of your show if they'd like to do that. Will you stick with me?
Yes, of course.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Samuel Barker. He's 18 years old, about to enter college at Calhoun Community College, computer science. Love that idea. And he is a filmmaker, and he decided that he wanted to start a podcast, and it's called What a Chat. And I want you to know how you can connect with Samuel, and that's what we're going to do when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay, unless I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. Can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's Lip Balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctors' offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's Lip Balm in peppermint flavor right now and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's Lip Balm. It's the bomb.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is an exciting interview for me because this young man has started a podcast and he wants to shine light on the positive as well in his community. His name is Samuel Barker and he has What a Chat. I really wanted Samuel to be encouraged in his effort. I started really late in life. I actually did a sports show when I was 35 years old, started volunteering with a radio show. And when my dad died of cancer at 58 years old, I decided that I wanted to do something different. I wanted to recognize difference makers, and really it came down to two questions. Who made a difference in your life, and how are you making a difference in someone's life today? Because today is what we have. Today is what we know. Tomorrow is not promised. Yesterday is gone. If we have an opportunity to make a difference, I want to do that. And I saw that in Samuel Barker and his podcast called What a Chat, and wanted to bring him on the show to talk about that today. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Samuel.
Glad to be here again.
So you talked about the fact that a lot of your guests are going to be high school, college age. It reaches a demographic of younger people who maybe want to have a voice. I know a lot of young people do TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all these other different places they go, like Snapchat, to garner, I wouldn't necessarily say attention, but it's exposure, a way to have their voice heard. But when you really sit down in a format like yours and you have an open conversation where it's back and forth, it's comfortable, it's casual, and the person really feels like they are being heard, not just talking to a phone by themselves.
That's right. And what's funny is that the guest, I mean, if you've noted, if any of you watched my videos in the past, I've only made 3 videos so far, and they take lots of work to make, honestly, lots. And I, to those who are even going into filmmaking at all, or who are maybe inspired by this, I would like to encourage you that, you know, it does take lots of work, and I recommend that you do try to find your calling as to what you want to go into exactly when it comes to filmmaking. But what's funny, going back on track here, is that it is funny how the guest, all they have would be just a webcam or a phone, and they would sit anywhere. To me, it is kind of a lot of work, because you know the camera angle, the lighting, everything matters. I don't mean to kind of interrupt this, but I hope this is answering the question. I have to also focus a lot on my background, you know, make it look all nice. You know, I try to look for the cinematic side of this show. And what I mean by that is I try to make it in a late night host type setting, where that guest, when they watch the video, when it's finally completed, it makes them feel like, okay, I am on Stephen Colbert or Conan, you know, it looks cool, you know. And what's, you know, the video is showing a frame of them on the top corner of my video talking. And this, I try to make my videos work in a sense to, again, give it like a late night show feel to it.
Oh, and I see that through the lighting that you're using. That's even probably something you did on purpose, isn't it?
It is. It exactly is. Yes, I have. Not to get too detailed here, but I have a pretty bright light right on top of me right here where I'm having this phone call. I'm sitting on my little studio right here. And then every time when I have to do a video, a call with somebody, I would have this, gotta be honest, this cheap lamp right beside me, and I would have it shining right against my face. And, you know, you gotta do what you have to do. So, you know, it works perfect. So, I'm pretty low budget to be honest. But hey, you know, the final outcome is beautiful, honestly.
Well, join the club for low budget, my friend.
Right, of course. And, you know, also on top of, you know, just shooting video, you know, I also try to work on, I do, of course, train myself. Oh, I'm just going to go kind of scoot on back over here. The program that I use is completely free. And this is, you know, a lot of people that I know of who are also into video making, whether it's like short films, they're doing all that kind of stuff. They use programs that, you know, they cost, you know, monthly, you have to pay for them. The program I use is completely free, and it works just the same as just all these other programs like Adobe Premiere. The program that I use is DaVinci Resolve 16. I think that's the modern version now. And what's cool about it is that whenever, you know, you want to add a little like a thumbnail or anything like that, you can add it on that video. You don't just shoot a video. You can also add, you know, nice transitions. You can add, you can fix your lighting. If you think your lighting is too dim, you can fix it up. I don't know if I went over out the tracks right there, but.
No, you didn't. And matter of fact, I was going to ask, now it's free. Do they include, when it's free, a watermark? Do you have to have a watermark from DaVinci on your video?
To answer that question, no. Unless you want to do any kind of if you wanted to add any kind of nice grain to give it like an 80s feel. As far as I know, the program has so much you can do with it. And I don't even know what's special about it is that if you can add, I've actually made a commercial for my own high school that I attended, and I used this program to make it, to produce it. There was very little effects in that program where you have to have that watermark on it. But in general, overall, no, there was no watermark on it. As long as you just install it, that's it. Like, there's nothing. You can produce your videos, no watermark, anything like that. You just, the possibilities are endless, I would say.
I like that. Well, we're three videos into your podcast, What a Chat, and I want people to be able to follow you, Samuel, in the effort that you're doing. So tell people how they can follow your effort, your podcast, and tune in.
So first off, the first platform I would suggest is YouTube, because that's where all my videos, my full-length videos are posted at. It's called What a Chat! Exclamation mark at the end. Don't forget about that. And that's where you can find all of my videos at. And go to the channel page, the homepage, or go to any one of those videos that I have posted and look in the description, and you'll see a question. It'll say, do you want to be a guest on the show? And it'll say, email whatachat@gmail.com. It'll give you the link. You can go right there and access and email me. I'll get it, and I'll respond back immediately or as fast as I can. The other platforms there are would be Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's What a Chat. No exclamation mark right there, sadly, but it's What a Chat. Same thing. And Instagram as well. You have What a Chat Show. That's what it's called. That's what the channel is called. Any of these platforms I just listed, which would be Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, feel free to just message those channels, and I'll get back with you, and I'll say, okay, yes, you can be a guest on my show. Here's that question, and you know, we can have a little, like a small briefing before the show. And of course, and again, I just want to point this out that your face as a guest, it doesn't have to be shown. We can just have an audio of you as a guest. Just throwing that out there.
I love that idea too, Samuel. It sounds like you have a lot of things going for you. Doors are going to open because of this, and you'll find that one guest will lead you to another guest, and you're going to find some stories that are really going to help some people, especially with the direction that you want to take. What a Chat. And I appreciate your effort. I know that there are many things going to come your way, and I hope those things for you. And the Mark White Show is here to help. You just let me know how I can help you in the future, Samuel.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Samuel, it's been great to have you here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me. Yes, of course.
Folks, we've been talking to Samuel Barker. He is the host of the podcast called What a Chat. I encourage you to go find that on Instagram and Facebook and subscribe to his YouTube page. I hope you'll continue to tune in as we recognize people who are making a difference and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And I want to encourage you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. This is Mark White, and you've been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimpton, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.